I guess talking about the podcast a little, I kind of wanted to podcast for a while. I think it's a really good medium for discussing games, especially with, other gamers. I'm surprised GameCola hasn't done one before. But I guess they just needed someone to organize it, and it's been a bit of a pain in the butt, but hopefully it's something we can get to do regularly and with more people next time. No offense or anything.
That's okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're just, we take time out of our busy schedules here, Colin. Yeah.
Well, no, I
See what
appreciate it.
we're working with.
I'm glad you guys are here. That wouldn't be just me talking by
Yeah,
myself. It's
sure.
exceptionally. But yeah, I don't know if you guys have any like expectations of what you want out of this podcast or like what we're any
I
topics
expect
in
it to rocket
particular.
me to international fame,
Well,
personally.
that's a good goal. At least international internet fame, which potentially everyone has.
Yeah. Which that and $2 will get you a cup of coffee.
I wouldn't mind making a couple of $1 million off of this podcast. That'd be pretty sweet.
You know, Paul's just gonna take it all. He's gonna, claim it for expenses or something.
Oh.
Probably like in
Well,
like the Game Cola fine print.
I'll settle for a free t-shirt then.
Yeah. All money goes to Paul to fuel his Coke and video game habits. That's right. Paul Frampton is a Coke fiend.
Is that why it's Game Cola?
Yes. It's a subtle hint as to his true nature.
That's terrifying. Didn't know this about Paul.
It's a good thing he's not on this podcast, so we can just make fun of him all we want.
I know, it's great.
I'm surprised he didn't want to do anything. I don't have anything to do with this, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's his own fault. I mean, he's not here, so ergo, we get to make fun of him as much as we want.
Makes sense.
Loves you, Paul.
We could do the rest of this podcast in banjo speak. We are such nerds. You get to control Bowser.
Oh yeah, I just watched
Bowser,
that
what?
actually.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
What are we
It
playing? The Super Mario? Are we playing Super Paper Mario where you control
is. This is
Bowser,
no,
or
this is Super
Paper
Mario
Mario
RPG
It is
4? Or
the
Mario?
new Mario RPG. Are they like fighting against obesity?
I think so. It looks like
Is
there's an
it?
obesity epidemic in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Bowser eat?
No, this looks like something old.
Yeah, wait, what's the name of the game? We're confused.
SNES? I don't think so.
It's a Super Mario Bros. RPG 3.
This is crazy.
You're getting the same
Indeed.
thing.
Wait, okay, what is the name of this game? We can't find it on Wikipedia. Oh, here it is.
Yamitra.
Super Mario Wiki. Is Toad going to be one of the main characters in this game?
Doubtful.
Why would Toad be one of the main characters in the game? When was the last time Toad was a main character in a game?
Super Mario Brothers 2.
Exactly.
I miss him.
And he misses
Then go
you.
play Mario Kart or something.
So I know people like to say, "Ooh, I mean, it's a non-linear game, but still, you got to beat them in a certain order or else you're toast."
True, but there's a certain satisfaction I get from knowing that order and just going through and like, "Oh, I'm the robot master. I'm gonna beat you, Mega Man." Oh yeah? Oh yeah, Gemini? Snakes! 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 And suddenly Gemini Man's dead from snakes.
Yes.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah,
Oh,
bubble
he
beat
splits
man.
into two people. Yeah, no, Gemini Man splits into two people. It'd be snakes on a twain. Oh.
That's clever. That's staying
Oh,
in the podcast.
that's funny.
That is.
It's the first moment Zach has been clever in his whole life.
I think that's the high point of the podcast. Good night, everybody. It's all downhill from here.
But Paul brought a game with him, and we thought it would actually be a lot more fun to just play this game and record it. Paul, would you care to tell us the name of the game and a little bit about it?
It's called Drama Queens. Why don't you actually start by telling us the story of how you
There, there,
acquired
there's
this
not really
game?
much of a story.
There's a pretty interesting story. Go
Well,
ahead.
I
I didn't really feel comfortable just, you know, walking into my local GameStop and asking, hey, do you got Drama Queens? Because I didn't want to become the Drama Queens guy. You know, I didn't want to, you know, walk the game, hey, look, it's
however,
that guy.
However, before you got to even going to your local GameStop, how did you search for various stores?
Well, we called.
Wait, who's, by we you mean?
I mean, yeah. My girlfriend, Game Cola writer Lizzo.
She
called.
And
for
by
me.
We, you mean,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, she did all of the work. I mean, I looked up the stores online. Yeah, so she called three different stores asking for Drama Queens for the DS. None of them had any clue what it was. But she eventually found one that was able to find it somewhere. And we went there.
It should have been your first sign.
Well, it was weird, too, because we went on the website and on GameStop's website to see, you know, who had it in stock. The first two we called were ones that were supposed to have it in stock. They, when we called, they didn't. The one that did eventually have it was one that the website said didn't have it. Anyway, we went there. I gave her my GameStop gift card and asked her to please buy the game for me.
Now, were you actually in the store at the time?
I was in the store at the time, but I was kind of skulking in the corner.
Wow, that's not creepy at all.
Pretending I was looking at macho Xbox games. It's like, oh, Halo! Oh, that's what I want to purchase today.
So by macho, you mean, like, 14-year-old boys?
Yes. Yes.
Did, when you got back out to the car, did you squeal with delight?
Oh, I definitely waited until we were in the car. But
windows rolled up.
Yeah, we were on the highway.
Out of the parking lot,
yes.
Away from any sight.
On the highway.
And he opened it up while he
of
made his
course.
Girlfriend drive home.
That's exactly what happened.
Brilliant, Paul.
I could probably dig up another Yahoo answer if anyone wants it.
Oh no!
I think we should have a Yahoo Answers section on every episode.
What did
I
miss?
Love Yahoo Answers.
Well, here's the second one I got.
Okay.
All right. The title of this question: boring gas problems. Blah blah blah. And the question is this: I know this kid called Gaz. And my god, he is boring. All he plays is UT, Unreal Tournament, I guess, and Call of Duty. I really want to make him cool, but I don't know how to approach him, and I'm really scared, but I don't want him to get bullied anymore. Advice, please. Also, I can duplicate players.
What?
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 In what?
No idea.
There's so many questions that are spawned from that question.
I just like how it took such a depressing turn toward the end. It was like, he's super boring. Like, I thought that was kind of a humorous start. And at the end, I don't want him to get bullied anymore.
Oh.
He gets his ass kicked every day in school. And if only he would play more Call of Duty, that wouldn't be a problem.
And his name is Gaz?
His name is Gaz. Boring Gaz problems, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, this post was secretly posted by Gaz himself. So I have this friend who's really boring, and this friend, he plays a lot of Unreal Tournament.
And there were a couple of responses. One of them was just one word, Halo. Which I'm not really sure how that solves the problem, because if he's already just playing your standard shooting games, how does playing another one help?
Yeah.
But also, two separate people responded saying something else, and I'm trying to figure out, is this like some kind of internet meme that I'm not aware of? Maybe you guys can help me with this. Both Charlie Baugh and Brian Badonde responded with, Black Gary, Bob Lamb.
I have no idea.
Can someone please tell me what that means? Because two people, independent of one another, apparently. Unless maybe they're all friends and that's some inside joke.
I just did a search for Black Gary Bablam, and it only brought up boring gas problems, blah, blah, blah. So those two people are just linked at the brain, and they make no sense at all.
It's got to be some kind of inside joke, maybe. Like, maybe one of these people are Gaz, or they all know Gaz. Maybe
yeah.
That's something Gaz says all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something they're making fun of their friend Gaz, who's in the same room.
Yeah.
Do we want to call a podcast listener?
I think we do.
We can ask them perhaps about cosplay?
I was actually thinking exactly that. Since none of us have much experience with it, maybe we can find a podcast, a Sarah who does.
Yes, we're going to go ahead and call Sax Dude, who is one of our greatest fans. So I'm going to go ahead and add him to the call here. Okay, we're going to go ahead and add Rizaman, one of Game Cola's biggest podcast fans, or should I say our Sarah's. We're going to go ahead and give him a phone call so he can tell us about cosplay, since we didn't really have much to say on that topic. Let's see.
Hopefully he knows something about it.
Yeah, add to call. Let's see how this goes.
Hey, Rizaman, ever cosplayed before?
Yeah, no.
Thank you. God, it's ringing. Oh, God. Jetty, you're in charge of talking.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Rizaman?
Yep.
Yes, this is Jetty from the Game Cola podcast.
Hey, Jetty, how's it going?
Pretty good. We were having trouble with a topic here, so we figured we would give a call to one of our fans, and you're the one who the only one we could actually contact. So, are you ready?
Yep.
Hi, somebody wrote in and was talking about cosplay. Have you ever cosplayed a video game character?
No, but I've seen a lot of it online.
No. Well, none of us have cosplayed either. We were hoping that maybe you had.
No, I'm not really into that. Honestly.
No?
You're welcome to make something up if you'd like.
That's true. This is, by the way, I've got...
We're completely fine with lies.
I've got Paul Franz and Christian Porter over here with me, just to let you know.
Hey, Rizaman.
Hi, Rizaman.
Hey, how's it... call me John.
Oh, we're on first name basis now. Okay. How's it going?
Going good.
Hey, let's see.
If you were to cosplay, who would you cosplay as?
There we go.
Link.
Link?
Yeah, from The Legend of Zelda.
And
never heard of it.
Yeah, cause
the guy you play as is in Legend of Zelda, even though his real name's not Zelda. Or,
right.
Not
everyone knows that Zelda.
Yeah, when I play, his name is usually Paul.
Name something vulgar when I play it. But...
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I'd like to cosplay as Metroid. He's really cool.
That's a she.
What are you talking about? The guy's name is Metroid, obviously.
Wow.
We got in a lot of trouble
it's
one
a girl site. Under that suit, my friend.
Yikes.
We got into a lot of trouble on the site with that one time. We had someone who started their review making a joke, pretending ignorance about thinking it was a boy. We got a lot of nasty comments about that.
Really?
Oh, I have to do that.
The people didn't read the whole article.
I must do this.
Yes. Hard to imagine nerds being angry on the internet, but there you go.
I'm amazed.
Well, hold on, let's see. Mike wrote in, he said, have you ever dressed up as a video game character? No. Have you ever done roleplay? Well, no. And I guess the answer to who would be the coolest video game character to roleplay as was Link. And then he asked us to roleplay some video game characters right now. So let's go ahead and do this. I'm going to be Metroid.
I'll be Halo.
I call dibs on Tetris.
I'd say Link, but he doesn't talk much.
Oh, this is going to be
hard. Perfect.
That just makes it easy.
And neither does Tetris.
Turns out of all of us, you guys are the geniuses.
Okay, wait, all right, I'll start, guys. Oh, I'm falling down from the sky. Uh-oh.
Pew, 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 pew.
I sure am tired of all these alien hordes. My flashlight is terrible.
Hey, guys, I'm on the ground now, and now another one is falling.
I'm jumping, and the gravity is very low in here.
You someone left the space in between me.
Beetle.
Stupid.
A child is controlling me and calling people racial epithets.
There's a lot of bugs in space.
Yeah.
Someone just wasted a long piece. It was stupid.
Okay, I think that's enough.
That was a real grade A piece of theater.
That was some of the finest role playing in the history of the internet, I think.
Yes.
But, so, do you guys want me to throw call somebody for you?
I would be so happy if you did that. Actually.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. I've got Zach Huffman.
That would be kind of interesting.
Yes. Do it. Let's call Zach.
Okay, let's call Zach.
Okay.
Let's call Zach Huffman.
Everyone, mute it up.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Zach Attack.
Hello?
Is Zach there?
Speaking.
Zach, it's a turtle. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What are you up to right now?
Right now, I'm just at home.
You're home? What are you doing?
Nothing at all.
You are just sitting around looking at the wall?
Something like that.
Something like, so maybe you're looking at the floor or the ceiling, not specifically the wall.
Right, but, you know, there's a flat surface involved.
There is a flat surface. Maybe like the kitchen counter?
Could be.
All right, well, when you're done with that, what are you going to do?
Well, if possible, I thought I might head out.
You might head out? Where are you going to go?
That's a good question.
Why don't we meet up somewhere?
Sounds good. What works for you?
I want to go to Applebee's.
Applebee's?
Yes. Feeling good in the neighborhood. Right?
Right,
you
right,
know
something
it.
Like that.
You know you love it there. The great thing about...
It's hard not to.
I know. Everyone is so friendly, and they have name tags, so that when the waiter comes up, you can be like, oh, hi, Jim, how's it going? And Jim is like, how do you know my name? And you point at him, and you go, because of your name tag! Right?
And then he feels kind of dumb.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've all been there.
And then he's like, can I get you guys some drinks? And you're like, I need a second to look at the menu, Jim. Just relax. Then when he comes back, you ask for a different waiter. Because Jim, it turns out he's kind of pushy.
He is. No one likes Jim.
No, they should fire Jim. He's terrible.
All right, well, we can go to the Applebee's and tell them to fire Jim.
All right, after we eat our feeling good steaks, do you want to go see The Amazing Spider-Man?
Sure.
All right, it's not a date. It's just two buddies going to see a movie about Spider-Man.
Of course.
Yes. Will you pay for my tickets? And also, will you hold my hand?
I mean, obviously I'll hold your hand, but I don't know about the ticket thing.
Yes, I can't wait. It's not a date. I mean, not like you think. It's just, I mean, oh, I'm getting all flustered now. I'm sorry. Let's just forget it, all right? We'll see each other at the grocery store tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you have to go to the grocery store tomorrow?
I'm sure I can find an excuse.
Yes, you're going to see me. That's so sweet.
I didn't say that.
A little bit. You feel it, though.
Maybe.
So how's it going looking at that counter?
Pretty good. It's a good counter.
It is. It's really nice. All right. Well, hey, I've got to go because I am going to Applebee's regardless of whether you are coming or not. All right?
All right.
All right. So I'll see you tomorrow at the grocery store.
Sounds good.
We'll buy some apples.
Perfect.
All right. Fuji's. They are my favorite.
Fuji's are good.
My girlfriend loves Fuji apples. I love it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes. All right. Goodbye.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
How did everyone feel about that?
I felt like poor Zach was just trying to figure out a way to get out of the call.
He was trying to figure out how to not go to Applebee's. He committed himself.
Yes,
I
noticed
fell
that
off.
Too.
Very nervous for his date. I'm a little out of practice. I hope that was okay.
Oh, it was good. It was good. I think I'm a little disappointed that Zach didn't really take to it as much as some of your previous callers have. But yeah.
He was very busy doing something.
that countertop was very interesting, I guess.
He was very busy.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing that for us, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime.
The problem with this timeline, now that I'm kind of really looking at it, is like they've basically closed off their possibilities to make games that like take place in some of these periods. Like there's a part like right between Ocarina of Time to Wind Waker is the era without a hero. So you can't put a game in between those anymore now. And, you know, they put all these things, and it's like, no, these are the way it happens. So now the only place left is after all of these games, where, like, if you look at it, like, all of them are in, like, you know, it's mixed up. Like, the order that the games came out, they're all mixed in with wherever everything is, that if any of those words I just said made sense.
You can do that. I know Metroid does that, where the timeline doesn't exactly match the order of all the games that are released. So, for example, the Game Boy Advance one, Metroid Fusion. Isn't it Metroid Fusion chronologically takes place at the end?
Well, no, I mean, you've got Metroid, Metroid 2, Super Metroid, and then Metroid Fusion. So the main games are all sensibly in line. And then you've got the Metroid Prime trilogy, which shows up, is inserted between Metroid and Metroid 2. And then you've got Doesn't Count Metroid Other M, which comes between Metroid 2 and... I'm sorry, it comes between Super Metroid and Metroid Fusion. So it's the main games, and then you just have little insertions of the 3D stuff. But as far as the 2D games go, they're all in chronological order. And if you count Zero Mission, Zero Mission's a remake, so that doesn't matter.
So wait, has there ever actually been an origin? The original Metroid supposed to be like the first time Samus did anything, or is it like a...
I don't know about the first time Samus did anything, but that was supposed to be, as I recall, her first encounter with the space pirates.
Right, but like one of the things that always seems to be a problem, and I haven't played the more recent one, so I can't really say how much of a problem it is, but like they have to keep coming up with excuses as to why Samus doesn't just have all of the things she had the last game.
Well, so they would need to do that in a number of other games. You look at any Mega Man game, any Zelda game that's in the same universe as the one before it, like the Wind Waker and Link Rides a Choo-Choo and Link Rides a Boat, you know, all of those. You have to wonder, wait, why do I have to get the bone arrows again? Did I donate this to charity? Like, what do I do with this? So looking at the, the Metroid games, they at least try to give an explanation, and for that I give them credit, even if sometimes it's... Actually, no, it hasn't been a little iffy. It's actually been a reasonable explanation, but they only do that in the Prime Trilogy and Fusion that I can think of off the top of my head, and the excuse Fusion, they have in Other M, is just not acceptable.
That's what I was saying. I was like, that's probably one of the bigger... Like, if they had just ignored it and said, you know what, no, we're just not going to explain it, why you can't use that would probably have gone over better than what they ended up going with.
Well, I mean, there's always the prequel Metroid High School.
Gosh dang it, Chetty. We don't talk about the dark times.
The Game Cola Podcast, number 92, in C minor. The Singing Podcast. Blue Streak speeds by. Game Cola Podcast. Too fast for the naked eye. Game Cola Podcast. Joseph's the host of the show. Diana's a fangirl, you know. Stefano has the longest name alive. Shannon and Nathaniel, them two are married. Anna is good at flags, but she is not married. That's all that you need to know. Now let's get on with the show. This is the Game Cola Podcast. This is the Singing Podcast. Everybody introduce yourselves.
My name's Diana Gray, the resident fangirl of GameCola.net, where I write some things. Can't lie, I dominate Ace Attorney, and sometimes you will find me dating birds.
I'm Stefano. I'm Stefano. Wostio has to his dig. Wostio has to his dig. Wostio has to his dig.
My name is Shannon. I write articles and did one playthrough. I like video games. Second Hoover on this podcast. The second Hoover on this podcast. The second Hoover on this podcast. Who let two Hoovers on this podcast?
He edits articles and lazily administrates the YouTube channel. He is Nathaniel Hoover.
And I'm Anna, and I forgot to pick a song.
Diana, what have you been up to in terms of video games and playing them?
Well, I've been pretty busy lately, honestly, but I obviously have been playing Dandelion for my channel,
I'm sorry to interrupt you right at the beginning, but
go for it.
For the longest time, I think, how long has that game been out?
For a while,
right?
I believe. Yeah, I bought it a long time ago, and I just never, hang on, actually, I can probably look it up.
Because it's got an anime manga style, right?
Yes.
Right. So, like, I think I saw that and just assumed that the title wouldn't be an English word.
It was released in 2012, answer to your question.
For the longest time in my head, I think I called it Dandelion.
I mean, and who knows, it could be. There's never really any, at least as far as I've found, and I've played through one of the endings and not the rest, there's really no reference to dandelions.
Does that,
except for things that you find in the game.
Does that work with the spelling? No, I don't, let me, I'm going to, dan.
Yeah,
dandelion, it works.
It could be dandelion. I'm going to call it that now.
See, I have the opposite problem with, I think it's Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, I know what we're talking about.
I used to think of it in my head as Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I think I did too, for a while at least.
And in Pokemon, I'll let you get to your thing in a second. I'm just going to finish this bit out. But in Pokemon, there were lots of ones like the move reversal, you know,
yeah,
where you do damage based on how much damage, or how little damage, rather, you have left. It must be some weird Pokemon move name. So I called it Reversal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
I'm sure there are a bunch of other Pokemon. Oh, yeah, there was, like, Vermilion. I called Verlamon. There was another one. Oh, I think it was, what's the name of the grass-type city? The city with the grass? Oh, Celadon.
Oh, yeah.
I called it Cledion. I don't know where the L came from. I guess I moved the L up front.
Yeah, you moved the L.
I moved the L. I called it Cledion. Because Celadon wasn't, like, a word in my head either. I didn't know what that meant, so I guess it didn't stick out. All right, that's the end of my story.
Language is weird, anyway.
Words are hard.
So these blade people.
Yes.
Can they choose what kind of blade they'd be? Like, is there some that choose to be halberd, some two-handed, some like
no.
Someone that chooses to be a pocket knife or something?
I'm
confused on how this works. The logistics.
You choose, I think. I think if there's any options, it's up to you, the player, to choose.
Are
they
born this way? Like, what the? How?
Yeah.
How does that work? The important stuff.
I actually know.
Oh God.
Because they clarify that in, I believe, chapter 8 or 9.
Chapter 8, verse 12 of Xenoblade the Chronicles 2.
Basically.
Thou shalt only choose a weapon of thine own accord, and ne'er shall there ever be such a descent as this.
So, real quick summary of a blade's life. They're born from in their crystal form from Titans, which are the land masses that people live on in the game, right? And their core crystals eventually make their way to the surface, where they're found and, like, purified or some sketchy ritual that goes on in Indul. I still never really got that part. Anyway, moving on. Then people can bond with them. If you successfully resonate with your crystal, your blade comes out, and I don't think they get to stick or anything. They're just kind of born.
What do you mean comes out exactly?
I mean, the I don't really know. They never really show that part. But the crystal is, like, part of them. Like, that's their life force, is their core crystal. Once they die, or, like, once their driver dies, actually, in battle, they return to their core crystal. And their core crystal turns black instead of blue. And eventually, it can be used again by a different driver. And when the blade reawakens, they have no memories of their past life. It kind of sucks. And that's then eventually, the blades return to the Titan that they were born on and turn into a Titan themselves. I'm not super clear on that part either. I kind of watched this cutscene at like 2 in the morning and got real confused. But yeah, and then they go on to produce more blades and blah, 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 so on. Circle of life, all that good stuff. So yeah, that's how blades work.
You're welcome. That was the short version.
That was the short version. The cutscene version was like 10 minutes, so be glad that I didn't subject you to that.
So. Here's the super short version based on what I understood.
Okay.
A giant poops out a rock.
No, there's no pooping involved.
The rock becomes a crystal gem that is an amnesiac.
And thus, yeah. And thus, Jerry, my trusty letter opener, has been born.
And
my trusty letter opener.
And then after they're done fighting people for a while, they also turn into a giant to poop more swords.
You guys are so mean.
Correction, Joe is mean.
If you understood the sophisticated lore of Xenoblade.
The sophisticated lore of, hey look, it's a rock person.
I hate you. You're so mean.
How do you bond with a rock person who's never seen a person before? That's why this main character does it with so many.
Well, you don't even want to know what happens if the bonding fails.
But like, how? How do you fail? This rock has never met
like
a person
you.
Before.
It's called
You're
a rock
worthy.
Slide, Joe.
How does it judge that?
I don't
it has
know.
No frame of reference.
Honestly,
it's
I don't
rock.
Really know.
Joe. Have you watched Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
You know the
you
thing,
go.
The character? That's how you
yeah, like that.
But
like
he
that.
Wasn't always a rock. He turned
Joe,
into
Do you want me to go into the cutscene library and just play it really close to my mic?
No. I want to be blissfully ignorant so I can continue making fun of the fact that you have to make friends with a rock that apparently
Joe,
developed really high standards
that's
for someone who's never spoken to a living being and is also a rock.
It's a crystal.
I never knew you were this discriminating, Joe.
I know.
Joe is rockist.
So mean to rocks. All right.
I'm
do
just
you
saying,
have more
why
questions?
Are they so picky? Why are they so picky is my question.
Because they
if
don't want
rock,
inadequate people to be their drivers. Duh.
And they rock. And roll.
That too. They don't want a driver that's going to kill them immediately.
But how do they know? They're a rock. They have
They're
no
afraid.
Life experience.
We covered this.
No, we haven't. I have not received a satisfactory explanation for this question. Don't pretend like we have.
Call up Chica Conroy. He'll help me out here. He knows way more about this than I do.
Hey, guys, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What?
I don't want to take... I don't... not take some time to think about it, because I don't want to catch you off guard.
Okay.
But I was just wondering, again, in your personal experience, what video games have you played in recent times?
Oh, God. What's a video game?
I don't actually
The Oxford English Dictionary defines a videos game
the videos
as
game?
A piece of
video.
Media which one plays upon a screen.
Hmm.
You put the console into the television.
Not always.
And it
provides you could have a handheld
endless
console.
Entertainment due to your commands.
What? You could have a handheld console.
I am, yes, this is me, the presenter of everything in the Oxford English Dictionary. This is what I've sounded
Boo.
Like the entire time. If you have not been reading the dictionary, as I know you all do,
I don't know, as...
with this particular voice, you have been doing it incorrectly.
I've been to OED.com a million times, because I'm just that kind of dork, and I've
been
never met you before.
23 years.
Can I ask a short question about
yeah,
Love
Yeah, what's up?
How did it spread? Because I know so many people in completely independent circles playing
play
this,
it.
What I would have originally assumed to be a solid, but also very niche. Not niche as in, like, niche appeal, but niche as in, like, niche accessibility and, like, word of mouth. But, like, so many people play this game in completely separate social circles, and I'm very interested to see how this game sprung into existence.
Well, one of my friends told me about it.
Facebook kept telling me about it, like, hey, you know this game? I'm like, yeah, I keep seeing it. It's just like, hey, want to play this game? I'm like, not really. And then I kept seeing it. I'm like, I guess I'll try it. I like dress-up games.
But, like, you didn't even know that other people were playing it?
No.
So they just had this huge marketing push, I guess, at some point.
They have a huge marketing campaign. I see it on Tumblr a lot.
That would make sense. I don't spend that much time on Tumblr, and those ads are probably not suggested to me.
I've seen it, like, once on YouTube. Like, once I had a YouTube ad, and I was like, hey, I played that. But I had a friend, like, tweet about it one time. And, oh no, you know, I think we were talking, and she was like, this game is really fun, you should play it. And I'm like, am I gonna get addicted to it? And she's like, it'll be fine. And then, like, the next day, I texted her, and I was like, why have you done this to me? Like, I'm obsessed with this stupid game.
And she's like, it's fine!
Win! Yeah,
she's
and
your
so...
friend, the Oxford English Dictionary guy? You're doing, like, this
I didn't realize I did that voice! No. Maybe.
He's a friend to us all.
But it's me, Diana. It was me. I love
you
Nikki.
You just said you didn't play an Oxford English Dictionary
No,
guy.
No, that was Joseph,
that's
a completely
true.
Separate person
you got
from
me.
Me right now. It's me on the podcast. It's good to see you again, Diana.
All right. Go home.
How's I Love Nikki Dress Up the Game?
It's great.
My favorite one.
I hate you. and then
I guess
I'm...
we're not friends anymore.
Yep.
There's also, I don't remember which game it was, but some of them, they have the ham speak.
Yes, that's one of the ones.
Yeah, and so there's times where you're like...
I'm gonna have to clarify.
Hamsters have their own slang.
Yeah.
And you have to learn it all.
Yeah, and if you don't know the word, you can't use it. And so there'll just be these blank spots in their conversation. And, like, you can kind of, to a certain extent, once you open an area... There will be, like, quests that are in that area that you, like, can recognize exist, but you can't do anything with. And so you have to, like, wander around and figure out what you are even capable of doing at the current time.
Yeah.
Isn't Hamtaro a hamster?
Yes.
Why does Hamtaro not know the hamster language?
And that he doesn't know it at the beginning of every new game?
Yeah. Just keeps forgetting it.
What is this, Phoenix Wright?
Speaking of which.
Excuse me, I'm a new hamster in town. What's yeet?
Oh, no. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, but...
I was given a TV, and I found that it has a USB port on the back, which...
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, like, at first I was confused, but then I realized that I could plug in, like, I could just dump videos onto a USB drive and plug it into the TV and then watch videos that I downloaded on the TV.
What? Wait.
Yep.
So there's, like, some sort of, like, media player. So you have to go through the files, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah. There is like a weird, awkward, you're on the remote trying to like navigate folders and stuff. It's...
And you can just play MP4s
yeah,
on your TV?
Some files don't like to play. It's funny because actually I accidentally swapped which USB drive I was using because my car also has a USB plug that you can put music on. And so that's cool.
We live in the future. Huh?
Now, get this. There was...
Here we are in the future.
There was a video that I put on there that would not play on the TV, but when I plugged it in...
Jetty, no.
When
you
I plugged
don't
it,
do this to me, Jetty.
When I plugged it into my car, it didn't play the video, but I could hear it.
I would hope not.
It didn't play the video, but I could hear... Yeah. I was very confused for a moment. But yes.
What has technology wrought?
It's true. We're
living in the future.
Listen, we are.
Now you need to see if you can load up some NES ROMs and plug them into your TV.
Ah, yes.
And see if they'll just work. Every TV comes in with an NES emulator now.
So I did actually also get tired of plugging my USB DVD drive into my laptop to then plug it into the TV. And I decided to try and see if I could plug my DVD player directly into my TV. But sadly, it doesn't work that way.
What?
Wait, you can't plug your DVD player into the television?
My USB DVD player.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, if I had an actual, you know, real DVD player, which I don't.
Is that different than, like, just using a disk drive on your computer?
Well, I have a laptop, so, like, I don't have a disk drive, like, in...
Oh, okay.
Like, I have a DVD drive that is USB.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. My computer also has a disk. Is there even anything in it? I'm going to see real quick. Actually, no, I don't want to press any buttons while I'm recording a podcast. It's probably the Lion King 1.5. It's almost certainly the Lion King 1.5 if it's in there.
I'm glad you're that certain of this.
It's the only DVD I own.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
And you have a whole DVD player for it.
It's not like a point of intention. It's the only DVD I own, and I never need to put anything else in it. I don't watch it that often. But what else am I going to use it for? Everything's on a USB these days.
Yep.
Anyway.
Wow.
Video games.
Yeah.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the loss of a man, nay, an icon, nay, a friend to us all. Mario Jumpman Mario, you were an inspiration to a world of gaming, and it is such a tragedy that you were taken from us before your time. On March 31st, 2021, our beloved plumber passed away in the night, never to be seen again. I'm sure you are all in a period of deep mourning at this time, and I would like to invite the other members of the Game Cola staff to share their stories and condolences at this time.
Oh, Mario. Mario. Despite the fact...
No, Mario Jumpman Mario. A common misconception.
Despite the fact that Joe started this eulogy with the words that you normally hear at the beginning of weddings...
I looked it up. It's also used for this.
Marriage is what brings us together
but
today.
Not today.
No, glad who invited you. Jesus.
I was going to say, you know, it's a shame he was only alive for 21 days. he was born
35 years.
He was born on Mar Io, and he's gone on Mar presumably EI. Greetings, Game Cola losers. It's me, Martin Joseph. And while Joseph Martins isn't here to stop me, I'm taking over the Game Cola podcast. There's a few other nerds with me today.
I am Red Passenger.
And I'm Bat Mreslau.
And I am Jalix the Eddie Edrazak. Hold on, sorry. I have to... And then Joseph gets to edit this. Where I try to keep two personalities... yeah, okay. I didn't do a good part of the part where I actually introduced the podcast. Do you numbskulls have any topics to discuss today?
Well, there's been quite a bit going on that everyone is abuzz over in the Nintendo sphere since that Direct came out.
And it's the Kirby game.
And nothing else.
Kirby game.
I could talk about the curse I've discovered that I have brought to Game Cola.
I'd like to hear
curse.
That. Yeah, someone okay. else who brought a curse to Game Cola, and it isn't me.
Does it have to do with Martin Joseph?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe. He might be the master planner behind it all. I do not have enough evidence as of yet. Should I talk about that now?
Yeah, please.
Yes, let's talk about okay. your curse.
So if you maybe you've noticed that the last few podcasts I've been in, I have been playing through the Ace Attorney series, which is very important to Diana Gray of Game Cola fame. And she has not been with us for those podcasts. and I recently bought some Mega Man, my first Mega Man games, which, because they were on sale, and they're important to a certain Joseph Martin, who is also of Game Cola fame. And now he is also no longer with us.
Yes, and also... Hi, Martin Joseph, I'm here instead. And we're not going to talk about Mega Man, or Ace Attorney, or Pokemon, or Stardew Valley.
And yesterday I thought about starting Deponia, the complete series or collection, which has been sitting in my Steam library. And now Anna, who loves that game, is also gone. So, I guess... For your sake, I'll, like, stay away from Dragon Warrior. I won't even think about it.
Yes.
Borderlands 2. No, wait, I already played Borderlands 2 a long time ago. Maybe it's cause it's not happening right now. You're not dead yet, but your fate may already be sealed.
Wait, so are you saying that at some point eventually this curse is going to kill our fellow co-podcasters?
Well, as we said, Joseph Martin is no longer with us.
Oh. Yes, it's me, Martin Joseph.
So...
I'm done dealing with you nerds.
I'm sorry. If you have any important games to you, Matt, I will attempt to not even think about them.
That's okay, I'm not here most of the time anyway, so...
Well, I just don't want it to be my fault. And I really hate 3D games. You know, I even hate 2D games. What I want is I want some 1D games. How about that?
Martin Joseph, I can't even take you seriously anymore.
I want to talk about Light Pong. You guys can go look at,
Yeah, are you sure you wouldn't prefer Dark Pong?
I would, but it doesn't exist yet.
The part where Paul he drinks this stuff and he becomes the Kwisatz Haderach or whatever, and then like he touches Jessica.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Yeah, basically. and then he touches his mom and they like mind meld or whatever, and there's this part where they say, here we go, hold on, Paul's consciousness flowed through and around her and into the darkness. She glimpsed the place dimly before her mind blanked itself away from the terror. Without knowing why, her whole body trembled at what she had seen. A region where a wind blew and sparks glared, where rings of light expanded and contracted, where rows of tumescent white shapes flowed over and under and around the lights, driven by darkness and a wind out of nowhere. I'm just trying to figure out what the tumescent white shapes are, because it is literally never mentioned again in the book.
Oh, I have no idea.
And so, okay, the thing is...
Jay, I was like 13 when I read this book.
Yeah, no, and like, I'm reading it, and like, I know that this is some kind of commentary, because like, there's this whole thing about... men cannot become the Bene Gesserit because there's the stuff that the women can do because they are givers, and there's stuff that only men can do because they are takers, and there's this clash where like Paul does do the Bene Gesserit thing, but he does it from the male essence of taking, and so there's this like weird fight when they do the mind meld thing. And she's like terrified of what's happening, where like they had the mind meld before with two Bene Gesserit and they just like had a good chill time hanging out and like feeling
in the mind zone.
Yeah, like they were like they traded thoughts and memories and they had this whole connection with like the eternity of like the Bene Gesserit, like all of the Reverend Mothers have like this mental connection where like they pass on.
Jetty, you're so far out of what I remember about this book.
Yeah, okay, well.
I remember then, like, the third or fourth in the, there's, look, I'm gonna tell you what I remember about. Okay. I read, like, three or four of these
really,
books.
Really, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what I remember about Dune.
Okay.
Desert planet with big worms.
Yep.
Spice is money and also food and also drugs.
Yep.
The Gom Jabbar.
Yeah,
you stick your hand in it, and it's like the Nicolas Cage in Mount Rushmore scene, but real.
yeah. Yep.
That's too obscure. That's the meaning of two very obscure references. That's the first. Oh, there's a part where like a guy's death is described from first person in a way that's like not, doesn't align with the tone of like the rest of the book at all. It was very weird and it stuck with me forever. There's a point where I think Paul becomes like God King at some point.
Yeah.
And he has this guy that he keeps cloning. This is in a later book.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Pretty sure. There's a guy that he keeps cloning coming back. And then later there's the if there's a book called Children of Dune.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's this. There's like a brother and sister, and at one point they do like a weird mind meld thing where they like get possessed by the spirit or memory patterns of their parents and have a conversation about what to do.
Yeah.
And that there's a conversation that happens and it happens in a cave on the sand planet. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that happens.
So I think that's about it. That's about all I remember.
Yeah, no, there's a part where...
Oh, isn't there a part where someone goes into the desert and the narrator, goes out and explains, like, hey, if you don't have a point of reference in a desert, you're going to walk around in circles? Is that Dune?
It seems
like something that would happen in Dune.
Probably, but I don't know if it would be in one of the later ones. That one didn't happen in the first book.
Okay, I've exhausted my memory, but like that, my recollection of what happens in the Dune series.
That is also something that happens in the Dune game specifically, is that like you're required as part of the game to go wander around in the desert and like you absorb like the spice energy somehow or something like that. It's like not really based on the book as far as I can tell.
Is Jetty,
yes.
You're reading the book right now, right? Or did you recently finish it?
I just finished it.
Is Dune a good book?
So there's a point where like you've done like, you know, five or six generations of Tamagotchi and you've like raised all the different ones that you kind of were like targeting and like trying to like see how to get this one or that one. And it's like, okay, well, I got them. I raised them, you know. They post on social media. Actually, hold on. Did I
actual social media?
Did I show these
in the?
Hold on. Did I show? Give me one second.
I don't think you did show these.
Let me see if I still have them on my computer. Give me one second.
Is this gonna be the thumbnail image?
It might be. Give me here. There. One second.
What?
So these are posts that my Tamagotchi posted on social media. It's not really like going to Facebook or something. They just like. It'll show them that they're on their phone in the living room, and then it'll give you a little icon saying, like, oh, they posted to social media, and then you can go to the social tab and see what they posted.
I think that was the worst thing I...
Ha ha ha! Hashtag grin. Hashtag lol. More play. Grr. Hashtag grr. Hashtag cry.
Man.
Pride and joy. Hashtag Rico. Hashtag fun. What's like recreation?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is that what Rico, R-E-C-O? Hashtag rec. Let's go do. Hey, let's go out and do some Rico, guys. You want to go do some Rico?
Yeah.
I'm hip and cool.
Honestly, it's not that far off from actual Facebook.
Man, I just love how like completely brainless some of these are. Like more play. Grr, cry. It's like if your dog could post on Facebook, right? Like, it's the same.
Man, uh-oh, grr.
Man, yeah, like.
I can think of several Game Cola staff members who would, in fact, post on social media, hashtag grr, hashtag cry. So, in a sense, Nintendo created Terraria.
And also, Terraria is Doki Doki Panic, too.
Don't you regional accent me on Terraria, Blue.
Or Terraria.
Yeah, that's the only way I've heard anyone say it.
Oh.
Is Terraria. So
Terraria.
Terraria. Terraria, actually.
Anyway.
I need to hydrate. I've got a really bad case of Terraria.
Yikes. But yeah, as for video game movies coming out, I am super excited for the Street Fighter movie. I'm not sure if you guys saw the trailer during the Game Awards or after the Game Awards, but it looks
pretty bad.
No, it looks goofy, and that's what I want, because every Street Fighter project that's taken itself super seriously has been terrible. This looks like it's being goofy, but like they want to have fun with it, and then that's exactly what I want from a Street Fighter movie. The designs look, the colors look beautiful, the cinematography looks really fun, and the character designs are there, they're true to the games, they all look ridiculous, and they all look committed, and that's what I really want from it. So why do you think it looks bad, Blue? Come on. Let's fight on the podcast. Let's go.
I mean, a lot of the characters seem pretty miscast, to be honest, but, you know, that's... I'm willing to be wrong. You're the film guy, and so, like, we'll see.
Well, wait, who's Chris Pratt playing?
Nobody. That's
a great question.
But but Jason Momoa is playing Blanca. Let that sink in.
I hope he gets to electrocute.
I have no context to comment on that in any way.
The green ogre looking
I know who he is. I'm just, like... But, like, I only know the surface level details.
He electrocutes people.
So can I. What's the
point? Mean, like, I don't... there's no actor that I know of that I would be like, I don't think I could believe that that person could electrocute people with superpowers. Right? Like, there's no one who's like, no, you can't electrocute anybody. What are you talking about?
I just think it's good casting because it's like, Jason Momoa is like a fun actor, and he's playing like probably the goofiest character that they could have put in the movie. So it's like, he's one of those actors that's always committed to the bit, and I want to see
him. And there you get extra points for it. Yell at the camera. Minus five.
Shoot electricity at the camera. I don't know.
It's pretty close range electricity. You have to, like, be touching him.
But, there is...
Oh, I can do that. Especially in the winter. Just, like, you take the feet, you rub them on the floor. I don't know if you can hear that.
Nope.
Oh, well. But I was rubbing my feet on the carpet. Maybe my microphone. And then you touch the person and zap. And you say, ha-ha, I'm Jason Momoa.
Ha ha! I got you.
That's gonna live with me for a long time.